Yeah, from that perspective, the fundamental rights is the data structure for representation. For streaming data, okay, for streaming data, streaming data, it's if you use that's the most part of the data structure is the polygon match. So it's different from the 2D image. What's the data structure of 2D image? For 2D image, it's just a 2D grid. It's just a 2D array. It's a 2D array of size, contacts, and time. So it's a unified representation. If you want to process the data, you just process the 2D array. It's unified. But for streaming data, there are different kinds of representations. Like the quantum power, the polygon mesh, some distance function, SDF. So there's no unified. So which one is good, which one? Which one do you use based on case by case? So the application, the representation has a very short supplements, limitations. So in this lecture, I will introduce the representation. So we are learning based on the representation, that's the 3D generation. If you want to design a framework to generate 3D data, which kind of data to generate? To generate the polygon mesh, generate the point cloud, or generate the other kind of representation, the indirect representation. Like you can generate a multiple image. Then use the 3D reconstruction for multiple image to reconstruct 3D. For example, the here and there are 3D projects that are is the best one. So use multiple images also. Indirect representations to the 3D. Also, you can generate the 3D data representation. That will generate the SDF, sign this in the field. Then you can extract the surface from the system. But it's like in the previous case, like the generation, if you generated the point cloud data, right? So you will find some NASA to generate the point cloud. But it's not good to try to reuse the point cloud anymore. Next, how to model the point cloud? There's no structure. So if you want to generate a point cloud data, it suffers from the if the point cloud is a huge number, it takes a huge number of points. So the network will be very the size will be large. I mean the number of parameters. So this is which representation we use. It's a challenging part, also a fundamental problem. Yeah, so in the bottom of the picture, it's a different kind of representation. So first lecture is called a computer graphics, introduced in the first lecture. So the purpose, the objective, we want to synthesize the data from a 2D or 3D descriptions associated with the actual information. The description is kind of the 3D representation. But nowadays, in the year of AI, you also can use the text. You can use the text image. So yeah, but for traditional computer graphics, the first step, I think in the first lecture, is a modeling. So the first step is model, how to do the model. How to do the model is if we have the model, also we can have some attributes from which the retirement, on the retirement clause, this actually, you know the concept. And you know this different kind of conditions, so the advantage and limitation. So if you want to study the geometry processing, yeah, you have to study the law about the limitation. That's the first part. The first part is 2D drawing. So actually the 2D drawing is, so for the image, I think you have, most of you have learned the image class. So the class image. So for the, what's the data structure of the image? An image, it's a 2D unit. Yeah. The basic unit is a picture. A picture is a set of points, a uniform position within a 2D grid. The picture like this is maybe one graph you refer to one picture. Okay. It can be green image or color image. For color image, there are three channels. The red, green, blue. Okay. RGB is a primary color, is a primary color. Okay. It's a primary color. Red, green, blue. Okay. You can set different values. So it's a 2D drawing. Okay. So it's like give a line. I'll give a circle. Okay. It's a continuous signal, right? It's a continuous signal. But for the computer, it's just a digital signal. So actually, this process is a discrete addition. Okay. So give a line or give a circle. Okay. If you want to draw this circle or draw this line, actually, the computer is given the line region, and you can select which picture. Select the appropriate picture, the approximate picture. It's a discrete addition process. It's a discrete addition process. So select the pixels. Okay. The pixels are producing the minimum approximation error. Okay, so yeah, so this part is quite simple. Yeah. So the first line we want to draw a line. So this is a line equation, right? So this is a line equation that chooses the starting point and end point. X1, Y1, X2, Y2 is the starting point. Okay, so this is the line equation, and it's no C the intercept, right? It's a constant with the y-axis. So let's give you one to a line. Okay, given this line equation, how the computer draw a line? Also here, if you want to draw a line, we only consider this region. We only consider this region. Okay, for this region. How about if you want to draw a line in other region, other. So how do we only consider the region, so that is the slope in the range from 0 to 1. Okay, or in the, or this angle in the range from 0 to 45. But if you want to draw this align with this region, how to achieve that this region? Or other region. Other problem. So you have to be just swap, right? This is the axis of the symmetry. So you just swap the axis of the dimension. For this region, you have to choose the size of the x dimension. Okay, so we only consider the region of from 0 to region 25. If you want to align in other regions, then you just swap the two dimensional change in the size. Okay, depending on the symmetry problem. Yeah, so here the algorithm actually is quite simple. The algorithm is quite simple. Let's say this is the line equation graph. So this is the starting point. Okay, so this is the starting point. And so here each one block refers to one picture. The black dot refers to the black dot refers to the center of the picture. Okay, the center of the picture. And so this is the starting point we share with the typical color. Okay, this is the red line, is the line we want to approximate. Okay. So here, this is starting point we share with the red color. Okay. And then the next step, we increase x dimension by 1. Okay. So we increase x dimension by 1. So this is red point. Okay. So this red point located on the line. And so here, you can observe this red point and located in between the two pictures. Right. So the problem is which picture? study that we have to justify this plan that is closer to the upper plan, picture or the lower picture, right? So that is, so we can calculate the distance. Okay, we can calculate the distance. So this is the center of the upper picture, the center of the lower picture. We can calculate the distance. Okay, the D1 and the D2, then compare. Okay, which one is larger? So if the D2 is smaller than D1, so we should select the lower picture, right? So if the D2 is larger than D1, so that means the red part is closer to the lower picture. Right? So we will repeat this. We will repeat this process. Increase exponential gain. Okay, progressively, right? Until the end-to-end tree. So this is the. This is the actually it's a discretization process. Given a line, given a continuous signal, we will select the picture, the discrete picture to approximate the line with the minimum approximation error. Okay, with the minimum approximation error. So the algorithm is so this is the algorithm. Okay, so precision. Okay, precision. Okay, so that is to determine the line, the point. Located online, closer to the upper picture or lower picture. Okay. Yeah, so this algorithm, but in computer, in graphics, in GPU, so how to implement this algorithm? Like the procedure is quite simple. Yeah, so if you use a code, the C++ or other program to write this, implement this algorithm, it's quite simple, right? But the problem in the GPU, how to implement with high efficiency. Implement the algorithm efficiently. Okay, so this is the algorithm developed by IBM. Yes, actually it's 6 years ago. Okay, even nowadays in the GPU part it still runs this code. Okay, so it runs this algorithm. So here this algorithm is a very efficient. Okay. So it only uses integer arithmetic. So the efficiency is very high. Only use integer arithmetic. So if you're interested for programming, this algorithm. Yeah, so this is the line. For most GPU cards, okay, for most GPU cards, you run this algorithm to choose. Also similar for to draw other shape is similar to draw that. Okay, like if you want to draw a circle, right? If you want to draw a circle given the circle equation, and so here this is the circle equation, right? So that is the set of points, okay, the points with a fixed distance to the center, right? So I say in the center of the circle are the readings. Okay, so that is, so we want to find a path through the picture grid. And so this picture produced the minimum approximation error. Yeah, so we only draw this region. Okay. So we only find the pictures. We only find the picture of this region. Of other regions, you can use a symmetry problem. Okay, like this region, you just swap the x and y dimension. Okay, it's a symmetry with each type of this. So for this region, you just change the sign of this region picture. Just change the sign of select this one. So this is a. How the computer draws the circle. Okay, how the computer draws the circle. Yeah, so this is the algorithm. Still, the algorithm is implemented in the GPU. So it's very efficient. The next one is the region viewing, the graph viewing algorithm. So this algorithm is a unique class with a within a region, okay, so it's bounded by the, there's a border, okay, so here the pictures, with the black color is the border, it's a border picture. If we want to fill the region with a typical color, if we want to fill the picture within this region, with a typical color. So here we can use a recursive, we can design an algorithm, and we can design an algorithm to fill this region recursively. And the idea is also quite straightforward. So the first step, we can select a seed picture, we call a picture. A picture we call a seed picture. So first select one picture, we check whether the picture is within the region. Okay, select the picture with this region. And also we just find the color of this seed picture equal to the border picture, equal to that of the border picture. If not, then we will share this picture with the specified color. So in this example, it's a green color. Okay. Then the next step is after shading this picture with a green color, then we will select the neighbors. Okay, the neighbors, the upper and the down left and right. The four neighbors and the seed picture in. And check the color. Is it equal to the color of the border picture or not? If not, then shade with the specific color. And repeat this process. So in a recursive manner, and this is which you do with the specific color. So let's say in this example, we can fill, select a still picture, and this region will fill the color. Okay, but so here, so there are three separate regions. Okay. So here, if you select the still picture here, and only this region will be filled. So how about this two regions? If I want also fill this two regions. geometry information. Geometry information is 3D location. Okay, 3D location, 3D coordinate is X, Y, Z. So the point may be associated with the attribute information. So what attribute? Attribute is less color. So in this example, there's no attribute information, only a set of geometry part, okay, defined by the 3D coordinate. So for this example, so each part is associated with the color, right? RGB. Associated with color information also is associated with the normal information. Normal information is also three dimensions indicated in the diagram. The normal information is important in the downstream rendering and rendering process. Okay. So that's for the rendering we have to calculate the three kinds of reflection that we want to calculate the specular reflection and the pure reflection. Spectral reflection we have to use a normal information. Okay. So the normal is it's a kind of important information. So this is a 3D point part. This is a 3D point part. It's just a set of unstructured set of points. So you can use a 3D scanner. The scanner device is just scan the real world. The real world is that it's a continuous surface. The scan is it's just a sample device. It's a sample and points over the surface, and then you will update the screen. Like if you use some software like the 3D Max, the Photoshop, or others, to load a model, the model is generally in the form of a polygon mesh. Okay. Now for the polygon mesh, if the model is captured in the real world, so the polygon mesh, in the first lecture, I introduced the surface reconstruction. Right? So the surface reconstructed using the algorithm. The original data after the scanning is a set of discrete points with no surface. But if you use the software build the model manually, yeah, so you can obtain the surface. So here, this is a different kind of scanning device. That's a multi-view. So here you can observe there are hundreds of cameras. Okay, there are hundreds of cameras. It's like the multi-view, the stereo vision. Okay. So if you want to estimate the distance, right, so you can use the two cameras. You can use the two calibrated cameras. Okay, you know the thin lines like a human eye. So knowing the intrinsic and the extrinsic parameters of the camera, you know the baseline. Now, based on the equation, you can calculate the distance. Okay. So here, we use multiple cameras. We can achieve the 3D, the full 3D reconstruction. capture them. Like in this example, so here this is the live sensor. Okay, and so this is the you scan the real world cockpit several times. Okay, so this is a flying car. So for the LiDAR, it's similar to the radar. It's similar to the radar. But the difference is that for the radar, it uses the radio wave. Use the radio wave. But for LiDAR, it adds the infrared lab. The infrared lab, and it will measure how long it takes to contact after hitting the object. Okay, so for the LiDAR, so the infrared lab and the infrared lab, if it hits the object, the light will be reflected. And it will measure the how long it takes after hitting the object. Based on the time that we can calculate the distance. We can calculate the distance. So this is the where we can use the LiDAR sensor to measure the distance. So this is the LiDAR sensor. You scan the robot, and also this is the LiDAR sensor. So here we can capture the object detection, the vehicle detection, the pedestrian detection. Compared with RGB camera. The LiDAR RGB camera is in a dark environment. In the dark environment, the RGB camera, maybe the visibility is relatively low, right? So the detection accuracy will decrease. But for the LiDAR sensor, it can narrow the distance. Yeah. It's a narrow the distance, and even in a dark environment, it can still work. So this is the one, the data structure is a custom one. The data structure is custom, just a sample part. This is the one device you can show a real-time application. You can use the scanning devices. Yeah. And also then we can activate your platform information. So compared with the polygon match. Okay, later we need the polygon match. So the points are connected. So it's a connectivity information. The real form of face. The real form of face. But the points are just a set of discrete points. Okay. Also, it is suitable for real-time applications. But the disadvantage, is a difficult to perform the geometry computation. Because it's a discrete scene. Okay, for polygon mesh, it's a continuous surface. Like if you want to find the shortest path over the surface, it's known as a geodesic distance line. So over the surface, it's easy. But discrete point, the discrete signals, the computation will be more challenging. Also, in the third lecture, I will show you some learning data for fine computer processing. So here, the one limitation to process the fine computer, you can use a learning data and you will keep learning. But you find that from the fine net, right? Fine net plus dynamic graph convolution in ETC, right? So you will find the it's difficult to process the fine power with a large number of points. Okay. If you conduct the experiments, you only use a fine power model with 1,000 or 2,000 or 5,000 points. But if you want to process the model with 10K with more number of points, so you will find it's a memory consuming and time consuming. Okay. So like if you use the transformer or dynamic graph realm, or even you process 10K points. So the GPU memory number of pixels is, you can take the one picture at one point, right? One picture at one point. So the total number of pixels is 10 to the power of 6, right? But why the we can process the image condition, even though it has a high resolution?
Search the neighbors. So one point, let's say we have 100 people.
insertion process is time consuming. And also during the searching process, you have to stop managing immediately. You have to stop managing immediately. At least you have to stop the distance, right? So it will consume the memory. It will consume the memory. You have to stop the immediately, right? So this is the one reason why the process of time consuming and the memory consuming. Because there is no regular structure. It's different from the image. Okay? The picture is distributed over a regular grid. Okay? So we have a structure. But for this, no structure. Okay, no structure. So this is a regular structure. Okay. So just modify the coordinate in the transform method. So this is the one component. Yeah, so this is that's why I introduced this one. So we call the structure, should we find out the representation, yeah, proposed by our group. So, yeah, I find the structure, yeah, we have a series of papers on this topic. We call the structure, should we find out. So the basic idea is that. So we can reorganize. Okay? We can reorganize a point cloud as a QD image. In other words, it's to assign a 2D coordinate, a 2D image. So the basic idea, so intuitively is a given a 3D model. So this is 3D model, okay? So here we want to put the points into the picture frame. In the picture. How do we organize a picture as a sort of one point and one pixel. So here, this is a RGB 3 channel, right? RGB 3 channel. For point cloud, the coordinate is still x, y, z. Okay, so x, y, z as an RGB 3 channel, one dimension, x dimension. One channel is y, the third channel is z. Okay, so intuitively, it's how to put the points into the picture. Yeah, so you can randomly put the points. As a picture. In for the organizer, if you start the point cloud, we just start as a 2D array. 2D array is, for example, the point cloud has n points, and a 3 dimension, you will form an n times 3 2D array graph. So each row is this one point, x, y, z, y, x, y, z, y. So the first point, the second point, this is the dominant way to start the point cloud. Okay, if you change it, even you change the order, it's still the point cloud. The shape will not change. Okay. So that's the if you permit the first one with the S one, it's still the point cloud. You change the order, it's a permutation invariant. Point cloud is a permutation invariant. But for images, okay, if you change the picture, the content will change. Okay. The content will change. Okay. So here is the intuitively you put the point into the picture, but you can't randomly put the reorganized. You have to follow the spatial smoothness. Actually, this is after the manifold constraint. Spatial smoothness is the 4 points. Yeah. For example, 4 points are neighboring points in the 3D space. You should put into the image, they are neighboring adjacent pixels. Okay, they are still close to each other. They are still neighboring pixels. In this way, it will be meaningful. Otherwise, it's meaningful because that you want to perform the local information aggregation, right? So I only use the local information, but if one point is mapped here, one point is here, one point here. If you apply the convolution, so the data, the points will not be aggregated. So the smooth, after the, you can process the 3D point cloud using the true 2D image project, because the 2D images, okay, that you can perform the convolution of this image. So this image is it's the same, it's not a projection, it's a reorganization. Reorganization, not a projection. So if you connect one pixel as one point in the 3D space, yeah, it's a 3D model. Okay, it's a 3D model. So yeah, so this is if you want to find the neighbors. So in 2D image, right, so that's a no searching process. Yeah, just select one region that times a pixel, 3 times 3. Yeah, they are neighbors. Okay. So this is a new representation, data structure. Yeah. To represent the data. So here, this is a... Yeah, so if you are interested in that, you can read the paper. You can read the papers. You'll find more here. Yeah. Also, this is a single model. Okay, so this is a single model. So for the dynamic sequence, that's a human motion, but it's a sequence that we will obtain a baby. Instead of a single image, we will form a baby. Yeah, so this is a fine column. Okay, so this is a fine column. Yeah, in the past several years, we put a lot of PhD students to focus on this topic. For this one, the fundamental threat, the fundamental theorem, it's a parameter relation to find a bijective metric in your 3D space. If you know the tension metric, you know the tension metric. But if you use a software like map an image to the 3D models, right? For the 3D model, you must know the UV map. The UV map. The UV coordinates. The UV coordinates. Like if you load, use a software, load 3D models, like this is an OpenGL format. The media format, you will find a list of vertices, okay? List of vertices, and a list of faces, and a list of 2D coordinates. The 2D coordinates will indicate for given attach map, the picture will be mapped to which location in the 3D model. Yeah. So it's a after the shape point part, so the next one is the polygon mesh. The polygon mesh is also the most part of the data structure. And the most part of the data structure. So here you can the polygon mesh is a street cube. Okay? So VEM is referring to the set of vertices and the set of edges and the set of faces. Okay? So like this is a triangle mask. This is a triangle mask. The triangle mask. This is a polyhedron. Okay. Quadrilateral mask. Okay. So this is a quadrilateral mask. Okay. So for here, you introduce some basic problem for the mask. Okay. So each of the text must belong to at least one edge. Otherwise, it will be an isolated part. Okay. It will be an isolated part. Also, each edge must be on at least one face. Otherwise, there will be isolated action. Also, the boundary edge, so like this. This edge is a boundary edge. So for polygon, so this is a definition of polygon match. There are three sets. The three sets. Vertex set, and the edge set, and the face set. Okay, for the face, so that's a triangle face. The triangle face is each triangle is composed of three vertices, right? Three vertices, and the connectivity, the edge set will indicate which vertex connects to which vertex. idea we might use our patient, our patient activity to find the normal direction. Define the normal direction. Okay. So you just use the right hand rule. Yeah, I think you have learned in the physics of the high school physics. The right hand rule, right? So here it's like the finger pointing to the orientation. And the thumb indicates the normal direction. The normal direction can show you, can provide you with outwards. Okay, and the U outwards. Okay. So the right hand rule is indicating the normal direction. Okay. Yeah, so here that's in this example, right? In this example, we can define a cube, right? Use 8 vertices. Use 8 vertices to define a cube. So this is the text index is from starting from 0. Starting from 0, that's the polygon 0, 3, 2, 1. 0, 3, 2, 1. Okay. The order is 0, 3, 2, 1. So 0, 3, 2, 1. So if you use the right hand rule, so this one, right? So this is the output. So which is also, you know which is in or which is out. And for the target, 2, 3, 7, 6. 2, 3, 7, 6. This is the order. Okay. Use this one. So the orientation indicator is a normal direction. So the normal direction is called the output. Thinking is output. So this page is showing the not all match. Okay, not every match is identical. Okay, not every, so this is to just whether a match is identical or not. But here is what we introduce, not every match. Okay, not every match is identical. So that's the Mobius tree. Right. The Mobius tree is not identical. Also the tree part is not identical. Okay. So this is just to show you not every match is identical. So this is the finding match. So in the following, we introduce some property, the relationship between the order formula. The order formula indicate the relationship between the number of vertices, the number of edges, and the number of faces. Yeah, so this one. Yeah, that's the older formula. What different is this? It's the genius free or the genius is a closed model or it's an open model. Okay, it's an older formula. Which just let you know the relationship is some property of the polygon match. It's some geometry property of the polygon match. If you have a polygon match, if you track all this old one, it doesn't go. So the formula that is a polygon match is wrong. So that's a weakness still, a convex polyhedron. Yeah. The convex polyhedron is a closed match with all poles. That is the genus is zero. Okay. With all the data, we will show you the genus. What is the genus? Genus in Q-K is the number of poles. Is the number of holes over the 3D models. So the relationship between the number of the vertices, the edge, and face is given by this older formula. Okay. So that's the tetrahedron. Okay. That's the tetrahedron. This is the convex polyhedron. The older formula goes. That's a cube, right? Also the octahedron. So this is a cube. close the curve. The Sabbath is one. So it's the genius is zero. Right? But for this example, this one is the genius is one. The genius is two, the genius is three. And in Q2 is the number of holes over the 3D models. So like this one, you can draw a line. This curve, this one you can draw Q the closed curve. Non-intersecting. The large number of non-intersecting close the curve without separating the 3D models. So this is why the genius is going to be 1. I show you the number of parts, number of edges, and number of faces. Yeah, so if you are interested, you can check the how you put this order. But for this lecture, it's just that for polygon match, it has some geometry between the number of faces, the number of edges, and the number of vertices. Also, therefore, genus G are equal manifolds with boundaries. Okay, B is the number of boundaries. Okay, we also have the order form. So let's say this one is this model is this polygon match, so we have one boundary. Okay, so this is just one to just try to your polygon match is a complete polygon match form. Okay, if it's an order form, it doesn't hold. That means the polygon match is a polygon. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so this is some geometry property. Yeah, so the next one is for polygon match, how to store the data. Yeah, we define the definition is a three sets, right? We have to represent the indicate the connectivity information, the vertex, the coordinate. Right. So the symbol is the symbol is the data structure. It's a face, vertex. It's a face, vertex. Yeah, actually for the OBJ, model, the format is a big front. It's a big front format. Is used this data structure, the base vertex. So idea is basically just a list, just contain a list of vertices or a list of this. That's it. If even this point, even this example, you store the data, you just, this is the vertex index.
define the that is a, it's a phase. Start from this one, and you will find a number. In a number slash number slash. Yeah, so this is a number. Yeah, three. So this one you can give text. And this is can be number. It's associated with a number. It's a phase. Is this associated with which? So here this is a list of a list of vertices. It starts at 1, 2, 3, and so there are three numbers. You need to have three coordinates. And also there is a list of let's say the list of numbers. It also starts at 1, 2, 3. Okay, so here this is the just index. It's just index, so in this case it will be associated with which to the data. Yeah, so this is the data structure, how to start finding that. Yeah, also there are other types of data structure, like the mixed edge, the half edge, the chord edge, the corner tables, but which one is good, it also depends on the application. So a good structure is should consider the efficient rendering. Okay, whether the data structure is efficient to the downstream rendering process. Also that's a query. So if you want to query a file, okay, to find a typical context, this is easy to find the context. Also this is easy to modify the data. Okay, modification. So we should consider different kinds of factors if you want to a good data structure. It's a balance. It's a balance trade-off among these factors. Yeah, for a polygon mesh. For polygon mesh, it's also some advantage. But Govitz has the advantage and the disadvantage. We should relatively typical if compared to which data structure, right? So select the fine car data is the connected, there's no connected information. Yeah, so you can save a storage space. But also it introduces makes the computation more challenging. But for polygon mesh,